Thank you very much. Well, every new year of the review panel, we feel rejuvenated, do we not? Transformed, perhaps, should be the operative word for the author of Are You Experienced, Ken Johnson, art critic of the New York Times, reviews regularly for the New York Times, and is the author of Are You Experienced, How Psychedelic Consciousness Transformed Modern Art, published by Prestel this year. Carly Berick writes about Ellie Bronson.
Yeah,
is the author of Creating the New Century, which is a catalogue of the Dickey Collection, published in March 2011 by the Dayton Art Institute, and she's a regular contributor to ArtCritical.com and an assistant director at Jamie Frankfurt LLC Art Advisory. And Carly Berick, on my right, your left, is writes about art and culture for Art in America, Art News, New York, and other magazines. Ken and Carly are what I call repeat offenders. We've had the pleasure of their company on the review panel before, and Ellie is making her maiden voyage, so we'll all go gentle on her. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your panel. As I was beginning to say, every year a new review panel, one feels a little bit older but also rejuvenated by the possibility of engaging critically with a keen and full audience offering live reviews of contemporary art in New York City. This year, though, it feels especially rejuvenating to be in such a bright, clean, forward-looking and progressive feeling institution, which some of us have secretly known the National Academy has always been, but it sometimes needs a little help from a designer, an architect, to make that as clear as it is, walking through these renovated galleries and reconfigured spaces and repurposed sense. I mean, it's just when you think about the fact that the movie about Bansky is called, what, Exit Through the Gift Shop? Well, the National Academy used to have to enter through the gift shop, but now instead you enter in this beautiful lobby with the names of all the academicians past and present engraved on the ceiling with enough rows to last this institution well into the 23rd century, and that lovely display of newly elected members that really makes it very, very clear that this institution may have gone through various periods of antagonism towards people who have now canonized within the great and the good of modern American art, but actually right now, if you look at the names up on the board of some of the new people who they've just elected, it feels like a very connected and vital institution, so it's an honor and a privilege to be here. It's also poignant this eighth year, because I should just mention that the officer of the National Academy who first stewarded this program into the roster of offerings here at the National Academy, Susan Shatter was the secretary of the National Academy when we first explored the idea of this series and introduced the first review panel on which Ken, in fact, sat with Maureen Mullarkey and Jerry Saltz 8 years ago. Susan passed away after a very long and heroic battle with cancer earlier this summer. So a nod to Susan, and thank you, Susan, for bringing us here. So who's here for the first time at the review panel? Wonderful. Excellent. So for your benefit, and just to remind the rest of us, the format is simplicity itself. We've all been to, or been able to go to, four exhibitions of contemporary art. And this evening what we'll do is offer a short PowerPoint presentation of the first two exhibitions we'll talk about. Then the four panelists will do just that, talk about it. Then there's a chance for the audience to make comments, probe the panel with questions, let off steam, and then we repeat the exercise for the other two exhibitions. So I turn to my able assistants, editorial assistants at Art Critical, who will get us going with some imagery.